from the beginning. Hallelujah. You know, where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where there's the presence of the Lord, there's healing. There is breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's why I know that today the Lord will visit us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will speak to us on one-on-one in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That's why I know as you have come expectantly, your expectation shall not be cut off in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because me, myself, I'm expectant. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm expectant because God is a God of order, the God that answers everyone that comes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, there is none too big, there is none too small. He knows us all. Mm-hmm. Even if there's somebody that is Henrietta Osagie, he knows the person. Praise the Lord. He knows me differently. He knows that person differently. That's why I want to thank Jesus. He's Alpha, is Omega. Hallelujah. Clap for Jesus one more time. You're all welcome to his presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I want to thank God for every one of you. I want to thank God for everyone that is online. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I know that the Lord will answer our prayers in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We have come, we will not live the same way in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because the Lord will manifest his power in our lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything that we have come to ask God for, the Lord will answer us today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen. So today, the topic is, I am a new creature in Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Christ Jesus. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know how many of us believe that we are a new creature?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Only a few people I saw raise their hands. Hallelujah. I am a new creature. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I know that Henrietta is a new creature. Praise the Lord. All things are passed away. Praise the Lord. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are new creatures. Even as we are more than, the theme for this month is, I am more than a conqueror. Praise the Lord. You know, we are more than conquerors through him, through Christ, not by our own power. Praise the Lord. He's the one that has empowered us. So being a new creature, that's where it started from. Because you believe, he changed us. Praise the Lord. The old man, he destroyed. Praise the Lord. That's why we are new. Praise the Lord. New creature. Because the things that we were known for before, we are not known for it now. Praise the Lord. Because we are known for greater things. We are known for doing great exploits. We are known, you know, for doing greater things through the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are known to live above sin. Praise the Lord. Because of his grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm a new creature. Because when I accepted Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Jesus came into our lives and destroyed the power of darkness that has control over our lives. Praise the Lord. That's what Jesus did when he came. He came to save me. He came to deliver me. Praise the Lord. From the power of the enemy. I don't want to go to the Genesis. We all know the story. But I want to tell us that Jesus came to change our lives, to deliver us from the power that are holding us, the whole power of darkness. Praise the Lord. That's what he came to do. That's why he came. He came and he changed us. Praise the Lord. He made us a new creature. That old things, that old, when the darkness before, you know, devil has control over our lives. Sin has control over us. But when Jesus came, that old nature in our life was destroyed, was killed. The old man, praise the Lord. That's why we are a new creature. You know, our reasoning is different. Why? Because Christ walks through us. Christ lives inside of us. Praise the Lord. It's as many that believe they are called what? The sons of God. Praise the Lord. It's because you have faith and you believe and you accepted him as the Lord. That's why he came in, you know, and destroyed the power of darkness in our lives. Hallelujah. And now give us control, power over the devil, power over darkness. That's why I said, as new creature, you are what? The light of the world. Praise the Lord. You are not who you are again. The things, you know, some people say, the things I used to do, I do them no more. Why? Because when we were not Christians, when we were not born again, when we were not in Christ, Praise the Lord. The devil has power, has dominion over us. But as Jesus Christ came, you know, Jesus is now in control in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to read that. I'm going to read that 2 Corinthians 5. I'm going to read 14, 17. You know, I want to read that 14 in New Living Translation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
14, actually. Let's read 14. Is that the New Living Translation? Okay. He said, either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. We have all died to our what? Old life. That's why the Bible said that all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We are what? New creature. That old life that can easily fall into the prey of sin, that can easily be lured by the devil, that is easily ruled by the world. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God has taken, so that old man is dead. That old life, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's not, you know, we are alive. Somebody will say, oh, how? I'm a new creature. You are a new creature because Jesus Christ now lives in you. Before it was not so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil was in control. Hallelujah. But Christ came in and took control. He lives in us and he walks through us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
15. He said he died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Praise the Lord. You are not living by yourself anymore, except you are not allowing Jesus to walk through you, except you are not allowing the Holy Spirit to transform you. Praise the Lord. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. Hallelujah. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. Praise the Lord. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. Praise the Lord. I've become what? A new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Praise the Lord. So if we say we are Christians and the same things that we used to do that were not of God, we are still doing them, there's a problem. You have to actually check yourself. Somebody say, I'm judging you. No. Nobody's judging you. It's the word of God that is judging you. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible said the word of God is life. The word of God is him. The word cannot be, you know, there's no separation between Jesus and the word. He is the word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when he comes to dwell, he takes total control, except you're not giving him control. Praise the Lord. That's why we are susceptible to the devil. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, all this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. God, you know, you are not just a Christian for yourself. You are not a new creature for yourself. The Bible says the reason he came and took over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Took control. Because that was the original purpose of man. To show God his praise to us. Hallelujah. He said he has given us the spirit, the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile people. If you're a new creature, the light of God has to shine. If you're a new creature, people have to see it. You don't need to go and be telling people, I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. Don't you say, I'm a new creature. Praise the Lord. In my dressing, nobody knows I'm a new creature. Praise the Lord. Nobody knows. It doesn't matter whether I don't wear earrings. It does not matter whether I wear, you know, they call it long maxi or whatever. I don't know what they call it, long dress. In Nigeria, we call it, yeah, but long dress or, you know, wear something to that. That's not what it is all about. Praise the Lord. It's about who you are inside. Who you are inside. Because this is very important. Who you are, it reflects out. Because what you say is not just, does not just come out. It comes out inside of you. Praise the Lord. It comes out from inside of you. If you're a new creature, when you speak, people will know. There's a reflection of Christ in everything that you do. Because you are not, it's no longer you that lives. Christ lives to direct us. He didn't say we walk. He said he will walk. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You know, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sin against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation for us to bring people to Christ. For people to see, praise the Lord, you are a new creature because you are the light of the world. The light dwells in you. Hallelujah. Amen. The light, when the light dwells inside of us, will people not see it? People will see it. Hallelujah. People will see the light. That's a reflection of Christ in us. When he was on earth, he said, as fast as I'm in the earth, I am the light of the world. But when he left, he said, you are the light. We became the lights to the world to see. Why? Because then we see Christ inside of us. Because he dwells inside of us. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must, as new creatures, reflect who we are. We are people with authority of Christ. We are people that make things happen in the kingdom. Hallelujah. We are not just ordinary. Because Christ dwells inside of us. So when you begin to do things that are contrary, things that you used to do before, there is a problem. You have to check. Am I really a new creature? Hallelujah. Amen. Paul said, the things I do not want to do, I found myself doing. They say, but I've learned to do what? Put the flesh under subjection. Why? How did you do that? By the word of God, which is Christ. That habit that we have before, we can live above it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When we focus on him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, somebody will say, oh, I've given my life to Christ, but there are things that I'm still doing. But yes. But the Bible says, do what? Faith comes by hearing. As you hear the word of God, those things begin to go away. Those things begin to go away. Praise the Lord. That is what it is. That's what the Bible says, that we should not forsake the assembly of one another. It is very important. Hallelujah. So the old person is no longer in existence. It is a new you. It is a new me. The old man is dead. That old habit is dead. You begin to believe. You begin to believe on the word of God. Hallelujah. This new person is the one that is empowered to become the sons of God. And God walks through you. You are a reflection of Jesus Christ. That is who we are, a reflection. So when you see certain things that you do, you know one thing that I know about us, when you are a new creature, when you do something wrong that is not of God, you know one thing, the Lord rebukes you. I said, that thing that you're doing is wrong. Hallelujah. If you do not hear that, you have to pray, God, help me. I need you more than ever before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as new creature, you have been empowered to do the following. One, we are ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadors of Christ. Where did I stop? Can we go back to the Second Corinthians? We are ambassadors of Christ. You are a representative of Christ Jesus, wherever you are. What you say is important. What you do is important. You might say that it matters a lot. You don't know who is watching. You don't know who is looking. You don't know who your life can change. It is very important. You know, when I come to church, I'm not coming to church. I'm coming to church because I want to meet with God. Praise the Lord. I don't know who has come to look for God. The person might see Christ in me and change. It might be somebody, an usher. Somebody has come and see that, oh, so the way the usher is, see the Spirit of God in that usher. Praise the Lord. In anyone that is in the church, God will help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we are Christ ambassadors. Christ ambassadors. This is 2 Corinthians 5:20. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead. Come back to God. We are ambassadors of Christ. Praise the Lord. You can go to King James now. Hallelujah. We are ambassadors wherever you are. Do you know what the ambassadors are? Ambassadors are people that represent a country in another nation. They are a reflection of who the country, what the country stands for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anything that happens to their people in that country, they are the ones that, you know, are in charge. Hallelujah. When my neighbor passed in Ghana, he died in Ghana, you know, it was American embassy that America, the ambassador that told my neighbor here that, you know, explained everything to her, what happened and everything. The ambassador. We're ambassadors for Christ. We cannot just live our lives anyhow. You are a representative of Jesus Christ. You are a representative of heaven. You are representing God. The ambassador of America in Nigeria will be representing America there. So we as ambassadors of Christ, we are representative of Jesus here, of Christ, of the kingdom here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So if people are not seeing the virtues of Christ, what happens? That's why some people say, I cannot come to church because the people, praise the Lord. Are you one of those? We are driving people out of the church when God has given us the ministry of what? Reconciling people to Christ. He made us light. He made us ambassadors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are ambassadors of Christ. We have seen it here. We pray you in Christ said, be ye reconciled to God. Hallelujah. So we have been given the ministry of reconciliation, to which we have seen, we have read that, to reconcile people to God. You have been given authority over principalities and powers of darkness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's why we are more than a conqueror. We are more than what? A conqueror. Not because of who we are. When you look at me, what strength do I have? You know, somebody can easily just say, kick me and I'll fall. But because of the power of God, that is in me, that is in you, we can overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David was a young man. He was a young man. Goliath thought that this boy, who is he? But God was in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't forget that the Spirit of God was in him. Praise the Lord. Was in him. And that was how he was able to defeat Goliath. Not with a gun, but a simple word, catapult, stones. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that? You know, you'll be surprised that how can a little this thing, when God is backing you up, when God is walking through you, demons will tremble. Mountains will become valley. They will become plain because of God. Praise the Lord. That is who we are. We have been empowered. Praise the Lord. You are not a light for nothing. I'm not a light for nothing. Praise the Lord. I'm not just representing Christ for nothing. He has given me power over principalities, power to step up on something that they will not hold. Hallelujah. So those are the things that, you know, you are the light of the world. You are the light. We are light, the light of the world. We cannot put, you know, in your house when we have light, do we put it under the table? No. We want to put it so that everybody will see. When you are looking for a needle, you will see it in your house when there is light. But when there's darkness, you cannot. Praise the Lord. So that's who we are. We are the light. People are waiting for us for their life to be transformed. People are waiting to see that light. Hallelujah. People are waiting to see that light in us. Because it is we that will change the world. Praise the Lord. He has empowered us. He has empowered us to be above and not beneath. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have been given authority over principalities. We are the light of the world. So I'll just rush this. So the following should not be found among you. There are certain things that should not be found. It's not every time that you go and carry Bible and say, how many of us carry our Bible again like that? We carry our phones, we have Bible, thank God for that. You know, somebody is asking you, you are trying to tell somebody, I am a Christian. I am a Christian. and you don't see the attribute. You just insulted somebody. You just caught somebody. You just cheated on somebody. I say you are. How does the person believe that you are a Christian? Because the person has not seen the light in you. The person has not seen a reflection. He has not seen you as an ambassador. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus to be who God has called us to be. Hallelujah. You know, we can live above sin by his grace, not by power. Praise the Lord. Not by power. Because Paul said, the things I do not want to do, I find myself doing. Say, but I've learned to do what? Put the flesh under subjection. Praise the Lord. We have to pray, God, help me. Is there anybody here that you are still struggling with one thing or the other? God is waiting. God is yet. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. I have no powers of my own. I cannot do this by myself. No one can do it. Because even Paul himself said, I cannot. But I've learned to do what? Put the flesh under what? Subjection. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the following should not be found among us. Sin. The Bible says in Proverbs 34, it said, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any nation. Praise the Lord. It's a reproach. We are going to read Proverbs 6, 16 to 19. Hallelujah. Before they open that, another thing is that we should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Hallelujah. He said, these 16 does the Lord hate. Yes, 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look. Some of us are very proud. Why? What do you have that you are proud of? It is God that has given us everything that we have. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything. Is it your qualification or whatever? It is God. Hallelujah. A lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood. An heart that devised wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift and running to mischief. So what's our mind, the way we think, you know, you are seeing somebody, you have already sized that person. You don't know the story of that person. You're already selling it yourself. Oh, that person. You don't know the person. You make people to hate the person. You cause confusion in that person's life. God doesn't like that. It's a false witness that speaketh lies. He that soweth discord among brethren. It's not a virtue of a new creation. Not a virtue of an ambassador. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Another thing is unequally yoked. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 16. He said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? So almost say, my best friend is an unbeliever. If you don't take that, that person will change you, be converted. That's the truth. My daughter, when she first started school, you know, in Manhattan, she has some gay students in her class. And they were friends with her because she just started. And she said something. I said, you have to be careful. He said, no, I'm trying to help them. You know, I'll be talking. I said, the truth about it is that before you are trying to help somebody, if you don't take time, they might initiate you to it. Because you have to be spiritually strong as a child. She was a child then. She was about 12 when she started Spence. I said, look, so I have to be praying for her, that God, help her. Help her, Lord. Because she's saying, if I cannot, they will feel somehow. It's not you that you can't change them. It's only God. It's God that changes. But before As she was going, God caused confusion between them. And they went their way and she went her way. Praise the Lord. We can only but pray, especially our children. You can talk to them about who they meet in school. You don't know. Even in college. All we can do as an ambassador, as people, so pray for them. I pray that prayer. I pray for the children in the church too. Every friend that will cause them to deviate from the things of God. Father, cut such friends away from their life. In the name of Jesus. That is just the truth. Even some teachers too. Praise the Lord. The Lord will cause such away from them in the name of Jesus. So I want us to rise on our feet. Because today is our anointing service. And our time, I don't want us, we have a lot to do today. And I will continue next week. Praise the Lord. I don't know. We have heard the word of God. We have heard the word that as ambassadors, we are ambassadors of Christ. We have been given the ministry of reconciliation because Christ dwells in us. He's walking through us. We have been given authority over principalities and powers of darkness. The Bible says we are the light of the world. I want us to give us an opportunity now. If you know that, you know, you're struggling with one thing or the other, there's no shame about it. Because Jesus Christ was not ashamed when he died for us. There's part of it, somebody that did not have sin. If you're one of them, you can raise your hands and I'll pray with you. And if you have not given your life to Christ, you are not an ambassador until you have given your life to Christ. It's those that believe in him that becomes sin and dwells inside of them and is walks through them. You can raise your hands and I'll pray with you. Those of you online too. Because God is not mocked. I see you, I don't know who you are inside. You see me, you don't know who I am inside. For God knows everything that we do, God knows. We cannot cheat God. Because he's the only one that is omnipotent. So we are going to pray since there's no one. I believe every one of us has given our life to Christ. We want to pray before we start the communion. We want to pray that God, in any way that I'm falling short of your glory, Father, help me in the name of Jesus. Forgive me and help me. In the beginning, open your mouth and pray. Because sometimes we think that we are very righteous. But in one way or the other, if Paul has confessed and said, the things I do not want to, I find myself doing them. Who are we? Who are we? Every day, sometimes we tell lies. Sometimes we say things. A little lie there. But the Bible says, a little leaven leavens the whole lot. Father, help me. In any way that I fall short of your glory, forgive me, Lord, and help me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want us to also pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Today is our anointing service. Father, visit me. Visit me in the name of Jesus. Visit me. Begin to open your mouth. Visit me. Visit me in the name of Jesus. Visit me. Anoint me afresh. Begin to open your mouth and say, anoint me afresh. I have no powers of my own, O Lord. I have no powers. Do you know that when David was anointed, so the Bible said the Spirit of God came into David. And that was how David was empowered. Hallelujah. I want to believe God today that even as we pray, Father, anoint me afresh in the name of Jesus. Let your Spirit come upon me. Even as I'm being anointed today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Father, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for everyone in church. We thank you for those online in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, that today, Lord, you will anoint us afresh in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, that today, even as we have heard your word, your word will bear fruit in our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your word will quicken our mortal bodies in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your word, oh Lord, we bear fruit, oh Lord, that people will see and know that indeed that we are children of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, from today, oh Lord, let us be a reflection of you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let us be ambassadors indeed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, let us be the light of the world in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything, oh Lord, every hindrance, oh Lord, Father, destroy by fire in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen. Amen.